IU Kaufman, sworn in for the defendant, 106th, to testify. I made a drawing of the Selig residence on Georgia Avenue in this city, showing the kitchen, dining room, the reception room, parlor, and passageway between the kitchen and dining room. The mirror in the dining room is in the sideboard as shown on the plat, Defendant's Exhibit 52. It is 14 feet from the kitchen door to the passageway in the dining room, and the passageway is a little over 2 feet. Standing in the back door of the kitchen room against the north side of the door, I could not see that mirror because of the partition between the passageway and the dining room. On the south side of the kitchen door, you would have less view than on the north side and could not see the sideboard wherein the mirror is located at all. It is 175 feet from the Selig home to the corner of Washington and Georgia Avenue, and 271 feet from the Selig home to corner of Pulliam Street and Georgia Avenue, as shown on the plat, Defendant's Exhibit 53. I made a plat of the National Pencil Company plant on Forsyth Street, Defendant's Exhibit 61. The page 1 of this plat is the basement. Page 2 is the first floor. The dimensions of the elevator shaft are 6x8, and back of the trap door, as shown on the plat, is a ladder going to the basement. The size of the trap door is 2 feet by 2 feet and 3 inches. It is 136 feet from the elevator shaft to the place where the body of the young lady is from the elevator shaft to the place where the body of the young lady is said to have been found, and 80 feet from the front of the elevator shaft to the trash pile, and 90 feet from the elevator shaft to the boiler, and 116 feet from the elevator shaft to the colored people's toilet. It is 135 feet from the elevator to the back stairway. The chute, as shown on the page 2 of the plat, is 5 feet wide and 15 or 20 feet long. It empties upon a platform in the basement about 8 or 10 feet from the back steps and about 32 feet from where the body is said to have been found. The back door is 165 feet from the elevator, and the total length is 200 feet. I saw no furniture, except a bunk with old dirty sacks, which were very filthy. The floor of the basement is dirt and ashes. The trash pile is 57 feet from where the body was found, and it is 21 feet from where the body was found to the colored toilet, and 42 feet from where the body was found to the back door. The angle from the colored toilet to where the body was found is 43 degrees, and the partition in the basement cuts off the vision. I should say that it would cut off about half of the body. It is very dark in the basement. These diagrams are accurate, made according to accurate instruments. On the first floor, there is an open areaway, extending to the west end of the building. It has a door about 5 feet wide. There are two toilets in this open areaway, about 90 feet from the front. This part of the first floor is directly above where the young lady's body was found. The size of the packing room is shown on page 2 of the plat, is about 33 by 80. The inner office of Mr. Frank is 121 halves by 17 and a half. When the safe is open, you can see nothing from the inner office to the outer office, or the outer office into the inner office, unless you stand up, and the safe is about 41 halves feet high. A person 5 feet and 2 inches tall could not see over the safe. There are no shades in the windows, and a person on the opposite side of the street could look into the office. It is 150 feet from Mr. Frank's desk to the dressing room. There is no view from Mr. Frank's desk to the stairway to the first floor. Looking from Mr. Frank's desk towards the clocks, you can see about 1/4 of the east clock. You cannot see the bottom of the stairway, which leads from the second to the third floor. The doorways in the metal rooms are about 6 feet wide. They have glass in them. It is 10 feet from the door to this dressing room. It is 26 feet from the dressing room to the place marked lathe, and 37 feet from the lathe to the point where Conley said he found the body. It is 19 feet from the place where Conley found the body to the lady's toilet. Cross-examination. There are ashes and cinders along the walk in the basement. Mr. Schiff showed me the point where the body was found. I made every calculation from the point that Mr. Schiff showed me. I made my diagrams within the last month. About 2 feet of the wall prevent seeing from the desk in Mr. Frank's office to the stairway. You can only see a part of the east clock and doesn't take in the west clock at all. redirect examination. There will be no difficulty about one person going down the scuttle hole back of the elevator. Recross examination. If the Washington Street car had passed the nearest corner, it would be at Pulliam and Georgia Avenue. Further examination. Sitting near the back door, he could not see the mirror. Further examination. I do not know what the arrangement was in the Selig home on April 26th.